St. Thomas the Apostle, Feast Day, 3rd of July. Written by our Parish Evangelization Group. Narrated by Lisa Wankwo. Thomas, who was also called Didymus, which in Greek means twin, was one of the 12 apostles of Jesus. He was born in Galilee and is commonly known as Doubting Thomas because he doubted Jesus' resurrection when his fellow apostles told him that Jesus had appeared to them. However, when Jesus appeared again in Thomas's presence on seeing the crucifixion wounds, Thomas made an immediate leap of faith and became the first apostle to explicitly acknowledge Jesus' divinity by uttering the words, "My Lord and my God," John 20:24-29. It is believed that he undertook missionary journeys to Persia and India. Indeed, Christian tradition holds that St. Thomas was the first missionary to India, and he is recognized as the founder of the Church of the Thomas Christians. One of the titles attributed to him is Apostle of India. For centuries, the Christians of Kerala have called themselves St. Thomas Christians. Thomas was a dedicated and devoted but impetuous follower of Jesus. When Jesus announced he was returning to Judea to visit his ill friend Lazarus, despite being warned by the disciples of the Jews' animosity towards him, and as a consequence, the looming danger and threat of death, Thomas immediately exhorted the other disciples to accompany Jesus so that they could all die with him. John 11, verse 16. In addition, at the Last Supper, when Jesus said to his disciples, "I am going to prepare a place for you, and you know the way that leads to the place where I am going," it was Thomas who responded by saying that he did not know where he was going, so could not know the way to get there. John 14, verse 1-6. St. Thomas was also one of the 7 disciples present at another resurrection appearance of Jesus at Lake Tiberias, where a miraculous catch of fish occurred. John 21, verse 1-7. Legend has it that as the Virgin Mary was taken up to heaven, aware of Thomas's skeptical nature, she removed her girdle, a knotted textile cord worn around as a belt, and dropped it down to Thomas as a physical proof of what he had seen. The girdle is often referred to as the Girdle of St. Thomas and is a relic belonging to Prato Cathedral in Tuscany. St. Thomas is the patron saint of architects.